A senior lecturer at the School of Public Health, University of Ghana, Dr. Amos Lah, has expressed worry over neglect of ethical issues in the fight and management of the Ebola disease. Dr. Lah, speaking to Gloria Anderson, said it's important that countries consider the issues of ethics and human rights, as well as the effective step in the treatment and management of the Ebola disease.
We do not give ethics the respect that it deserves. Either for our lack of appreciation of its importance. So for example, in an event of an outbreak, if you want us to talk about Ebola, the scarce resources that we have currently in the absence of pandemic would be so scarce that we would be so overwhelmed, we wouldn't even know how we are going to allocate or share them. And so preparing to allocate very scarce resources in an event of an outbreak or a pandemic ethically is one that we haven't paid good attention to. So we would have drugs, you have so many people in need of drugs, and the drugs can only take care of, for example, 10, and those who are in need, 1,000. Who are going to be these lucky 10? How are they going to be identified? Who should they be? Should they be politicians? Should they be law enforcement officers? Should they be medical practitioners? Should they be children? Should they be the aged? These are things that ethics frameworks have proposed solutions to. They are not cast in stones, have indicated there are general guidelines that settings need to adopt, then adapt them to suit their context.
Ebola has not entered Ghana yet.
Okay.
And so even though we have set up containment centers,
okay,
we have not considered the issue of ethics like what we're talking about.
Okay.
So what would be your suggestion?
Okay.
What would you recommend?
There are quite a number of things. If you take, for example, quarantine. Quarantine is an accepted public health, you know, strategy or an intervention. We, those in public health, understand the relevance of quarantine or curtailing people's right to move, people's right to their liberty and others. We would not have any problem with quarantining people. Those who are going to be quarantined need to understand why they are quarantined. And so we need to communicate this, not only to those engaged in public health activities, but to the general public. For the general public are going to bear the brunt of an outbreak. This is one. A training of health professionals to be able to roll out those interventions, not only just to meet public health goals, but to make sure that those interventions are also ethical. And I've indicated once ethics is infused with public health interventions, even our chances of realizing the goals of those public health interventions is increased. They are not enemies. Ethics, public health are brothers. Communicating to the public some of the limitations of the interventions that we will deploy in an event of a pandemic of Ebola. We need to know and appreciate that before the, you know, there are negative implications. Somebody takes maybe a drug and it doesn't work, and then he goes out there and tells the whole community that drug doesn't work. We need to know that these are not drugs that have gone through all the processes of, for example, clinical trial. They are just being used on compassionate basis. So limitations of delineated action need to be clear to everybody.